Helpful effort in the school. The student has a special work to do in the school itself. In the schoolroom and in the school home, there are missionary fields awaiting his labors. Here a variety of minds are gathered, many different characters and dispositions. By proving himself a help and blessing to these, the student has the privilege of showing the genuineness of his love for Christ and his willingness to improve the opportunities for service that come to him. By helpful, kindly words and deeds, he may impart to his associates the grace of God bestowed on him. God wants the youth to be a help to one another. Each has trials to bear, temptations to meet. While one may be strong on some points, he may be weak on others, having grave faults to overcome. God says to all, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Not all the youth are able to grasp ideas quickly. If you see a fellow student who has difficulty in understanding his lessons, explain them to him. State your ideas in clear, simple language. Often minds apparently stolid will catch ideas more quickly from a fellow student than from a teacher. Be patient and persevering, and by the hesitancy and dullness will disappear. In your efforts to help others, you will be helped. God will give you power to advance in your studies. He will cooperate with you, and in heaven the words will be spoken of you, "Good and faithful servant." Let every student realize that he is in the school to help his fellow students to cooperate with God, to cooperate with the prayers that are rising in their behalf. In sympathy and love, he should help his associates to press heavenward. Students, cooperate with your teachers. As you do this, you give them hope and courage, and at the same time you are helping yourselves to advance. Remember that it rests largely with you whether your teachers stand on vantage ground, their work an acknowledged success. They will appreciate every effort made by you to cooperate with their work. Students should have their own seasons of prayer, when they may offer fervent petitions in behalf of the principal and teachers of the school that they may be given physical strength, mental clearness, moral power, spiritual discernment, and be qualified by the grace of Christ to do the work with fidelity and fervent love. They should pray that the teachers may be agents through whom God shall work to make good prevail over evil. Every day the student may exert a silent, prayerful influence, and thus cooperate with Christ, the missionary in chief. We are far behind what we should be in Christian experience. We are backward in bearing the testimony that should be given through sanctified lips. Even when sitting at the meal table, Christ taught truths that brought comfort and courage to the hearts of his hearers. When his love abides in the soul as a living principle, there will come forth from the treasure house of the heart words suitable to the occasion, not light, trifling words, but uplifting words, words of spiritual power. Let teachers and students watch for opportunities to confess Christ in their conversation. Such witness will be more effective than many sermons. There are few who represent Christ truly. He needs to be formed within, the hope of glory, then he will be acknowledged as the giver of every good and perfect gift, the author of all our blessings, the one in whom is centered our hope of eternal life. Students, make your school life as perfect as possible. You will pass over the way but once, and precious are the opportunities granted you. You are not only to learn but to practice the lessons of Christ. While obtaining your education, you have the opportunity to tell of the wonderful truths of God's Word. Improve every such opportunity. God will bless every minute spent in this way. Maintain your simplicity and your love for souls, and the Lord will lead you in safe paths. The rich experience you gain will be of more value to you than gold or silver or precious stones. You know not to what position you may be called in the future. God may use you as he used Daniel, to take the knowledge of the truth to the mighty of the earth. It rests with you to say whether you will have skill and knowledge to do this work. God can give you skill in all your learning. He can help you to adapt yourself to the line of study you take up. Make it your first interest to gather up right, noble, uplifting principles. God desires you to witness for him. He does not want you to stand still, he wants you to run in the way of his commandments. Christ desires to use every student as his agent. You are to cooperate with the one who gave his life for you. What rich blessings would come to our schools if teachers and students would consecrate themselves, heart, mind, soul, and strength, to God's service as his helping hand. His helping hand, that is what you may be if you will yield yourselves to his keeping. He will lead you safely, and enable you to make straight paths for yourselves and for others. He will give you knowledge and wisdom, and a fitness for fuller service. With such an army of workers as our youth, rightly trained, might furnish, how soon the message of a crucified, risen, and soon coming Savior might be carried to the whole world. How soon might the end come, the end of suffering and sorrow and sin. How soon, in place of a possession here, with its blight of sin and pain, our children might receive their inheritance where the righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever, where the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard.